Okay, thank you. This is Tony Norman, chairman of the Pacifica National Board, calling this meeting to order, December the 15th, 2016. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Excuse me. Point of order, are the WBAI representatives on the call? PNB members on the call? They were elected yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Chair, well,
The meeting is not officially in order yet until we get a quorum, so we have to call the roll and get a quorum.
Well, before we even call the roll, we need to know who the roll includes, and they had an election yesterday, and the bylaws, this is Jan Goodman, the bylaws provide for anything other than people get elected, then they're put on, so.
This is Serene. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry, Jan, go ahead.
We convene the meeting, and then we can deal with those issues. We got to get the meeting convened. We need to have the roll call, and then we can deal with who needs to be added and who needs to be taken off or what have you. But we need to get the meeting underway, so we got to get established at least a minimum of a quorum. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK, here. Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Castanave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA. Present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Wangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams, KPFP.
Yes. Yeah.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sawyer, KPFA. Sawyer.
7, 8, 5.
Couldn't hear Sawyer. Sorden, WPFW. Jordan?
Present.
Present. Shibanda, Uhura Radio Affiliate. So, all right, I'll raise this later. Wilkinson, KPFA?
I'm here.
Present. Sawyer? Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, can we get our timekeepers, subject matter, as well as individual?
Adriana.
Point of order, Jonathan.
But first, I want to get our timekeepers and our recognized point of orders. Can we get timekeepers for subject matter and then individuals?
Bill.
Adriana issues.
And Bill, you getting each individual?
Okay. And I have a motion.
Okay, first I heard Jonathan had a point of order. Yes, what's your point of order?
The board directors of WBAI should be seated on this meeting. They had an election last night, and according to our bylaws, we have to allow them in this meeting.
Okay, are you making a motion to that effect?
Pardon me?
Are you making a
motion? I have a motion.
Yes, I have a motion, and I can send it to you right now. And motivate it if you like.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second, Dan Goodman.
Could you submit that in writing? And
it's already there.
Is there a recommended time we need to spend on this motion?
Oh, I would say 20 minutes.
Okay, 20 minutes.
This is Serene. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll wait for him to present his motion. Sorry.
Okay. Is there an objection to spending 20 minutes on this motion?
A point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Where that motion will be?
I'm sorry?
Where that 20-minute motion will be posed or will be? When? Where?
But the motion is in front of us now. We're just deciding where we want to put 20 minutes.
Okay.
Is there any spending 20 minutes on this matter?
Chair?
Yes, Janet. This is Serene.
Yes, Serene?
Janet, may I?
Yes. Who is that?
I'm sorry. Who,
Janet.
Who are you recognizing?
I was recognizing Serene.
Okay. I object to spending 20 minutes. I'd like us to spend 10 minutes, and I will have a substitute.
Okay. Is there a second to spending 10 minutes on this matter?
Is that substitute going to be part of that 10 minutes?
We're just going to first time we're going to spend on this, and then we'll deal with all motions and other procedures. But
okay,
there's
so
been a.
Aaron Goodman, I object to the 10 minutes.
Okay, but there's been a second.
Chair?
There's a second on the 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to first vote on the time period. There's been an objection to the 10 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? This is whether we're going to spend 10 minutes on this issue.
So this is about just the amount of time and not the actual
motion? Yes, we got to first decide how much time we're going to spend on it first.
Oh, okay. So this is an amendment that we're...
The recommendation was originally...
An amendment...
And this is amendment.
An amendment to the main motion for 10 minutes instead of 20. Okay.
This is Grace. I have a point of order. I got an email saying the stream is not up. I tried to get the stream myself in both places, and it's not there.
Otis,
I can't get it.
Do with the stream? So you're still on?
Doesn't seem to be streaming to me.
Michael, could somebody...
It's up now. It's up now, Grace.
He says it's up. Okay.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the 10 minutes? He says it's up.
Okay. It is up.
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanave.
Yes.
Brown, so yes. You hear me?
Brown, yes. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer? Can't hear you. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda Wilkinson.
I'm sorry. Could you just repeat the motion for me? I'm sorry. Now I realize I'm confused.
Well, this is to change the amount of time for the motion from 20 minutes to 10 minutes.
Oh, yes.
So it's an amendment.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Point of order, Dan Goodman.
Who is that with a point of order?
Dan Goodman.
Yes. What's your point of order?
I thought that we were voting for 10 minutes on the amendment, and I I asked, and that's what I was told at the beginning, that this was 10 minutes on the amendment.
There was no amendment on the floor. The only thing that was on the floor was the motion, and it was recommended for 20 minutes, then that was the amendment to 10 minutes. So we're voting on the 10 minutes.
I see. And then we go to the amendment, and then how much time does the amendment get?
We're going to go to finish how much time we're going to get, and then we'll deal with any preliminary matters, and then we'll go to the motion and obtain any amendments. Okay? Can we finish the roll on the 10 minutes?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Please, can you explain to members that it's not the way to get the floor, as for a point of order or point of information, have a specific idea. It's not gaining the floor. Can we do that?
No, I recognize her for a point of order. That's all I did. So,
and the point of order, the point of order where all of that was a point of order?
Okay, we recognize her for a point of order. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you...
I have a point of order, Bill.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege?
The person who just said all of that for a point of order, that would seem to be very much of a slur, and I really object to it.
Okay. Bill, what was
your point of order? Janet, I have a point
of order.
This is
Serene, please.
Also.
Now, first I heard Bill, and then we'll hit Janet with a point of order. Bill, what was your point of order?
Well, I do hope you can rule on that point of personal privilege, but the point of order is that I'm still getting emails that the stream is still not up. Apparently, it's still the same problem. So
hold
people are getting dead air on the web stream.
They're going to check on that. Janet, what was your point of order?
Well, actually, Robert's Rules does not allow any interruptions of votes, and I want to read from Robert's Rules. It says, interruptions during the taking of a vote are permitted only before any member has actually voted, unless, as sometimes occurs in ballot voting, other business is being transacted during voting or tabulating. For points of order regarding conduct of a vote, see below, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and then there's another Robert's Rules, which talks about, it's a rule against explanation by members during voting. A member has no right to, quote, explain his vote, end quote, during voting, which would be the same as debate at such time. So I would like you, the chair, to rule about interruptions, any rules of points of order, et cetera, during votes. I hope that the chair does not allow them any longer.
Well, I think if you read further, Janet, as long as it's related to the vote itself, although technically it should be a question, if it's related to what we're voting on, a member can inquire.
No.
If it's related to what we're actually voting on. So I think if you read further, you'll find out that would be permitted. That's the only time any inquiry, but technically it shouldn't be a point of order. But if a person is inquiring about the vote and trying to find out what we're voting on, they can make a request on that. Okay. Can we go forward with the vote on 10 minutes?
Well, I'd like to. This is Janet.
Yeah,
I have all the votes. I have all the votes, so I'd like to announce the vote count.
Well,
so
you
it's 11.
Mine, but you didn't ask for the chair. What was the vote you have before
all
the
right.
chair?
May I?
Yes.
May I? I have 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, chair is not voting. Okay.
So this the 10 minutes is approved.
We have 10 minutes on this item. We had a motion on the floor from Jonathan that was seconded. Jonathan, do you want to briefly motivate it? And then we'll take us back.
Okay. 1 second. Apologize, I was having a computer difficulties. Okay. Quickly, Whereas the WBAI LSB met last night and again elected directors to fill the remainder of the 2016 term on the PNB, and whereas objections raised to seating those directors have all been addressed, and there is no reason not to seat them on the PNB. I mean, people, we've been going through this for a long time. It's starting to... I mean, the constant and repeated pattern of disenfranchisement of the listeners of New York is not what this body should be about. To continue, whereas it's contrary to the bylaws and to the principles of our democratically elected governance, to continue to deny BAI members their proper representation, and whereas Dan Siegel provided a legal opinion to us yesterday stating that the delegate elections are over now that they are certified, as it's posted on our website. Thus, there's no justification for continuing to deny WBAI the representation it deserves on the PNB. And whereas it's even more insulting to allow one of the three directors elected from BAI to serve on the PNB while not allowing the other three to serve, therefore, be it resolved that the four directors elected yesterday from WBAI, namely Catherine Davis, Frank Lefevre, Serene Roberts, and Alex Steinberg, should immediately be seated on the Pacifica National Board and should be added to the PNB conference call. Thank
okay.
you.
We're going to now take a stack.
And on the stack.
This is Serene, please.
I heard. Who is that first? I heard.
And on the stack, but Serene is before me.
Okay, we got Serene, then Jan, and then I'll put myself on the stack after Jan.
Tony,
and Bill.
This is Margie. I have a point of inquiry.
Yes, what's your question, Margie?
My question is, I'm confused. Is the did this election that was supposed to have taken place last night purport to elect delegates based on the 2015 election or on the election that was just concluded for 2016?
I will briefly let Jonathan answer that since that's his motion. Could you briefly respond to that?
It's my understanding that they elected delegates for this new year.
Thank you. No. Okay, I want to be
that's incorrect,
Tony.
Okay.
Actually, I have a point of information.
Wait a second. Hello?
Okay.
I need to make a motion.
Okay,
point of order.
We already responded. We're going to go to the stack now. So we responded to Serene, you first on the stack. Then we got Jan, myself, and then Bill, and we'll take then Margie. Okay.
Okay,
my point of information was just, is this a 2-for, 2-against type of thing? I'm just trying to understand the flow here.
No, a point of information is just someone to address that question. That's all.
Are we trying? I think the question Jonathan's asking is: are we trying to get this on the agenda, or are we actually debating
just,
and voting on it?
No, this is a preliminary matter that we need to decide whether we're going to add these individuals to the roll.
Got it. Okay.
I was just trying to understanding how we, you know, how many people you were allowing on the stack. That's all. I'm sorry to be confusing.
I mean, we're allowing as many people that can go on the stack with the time that we have.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Serene. Our time,
okay.
Please keep up with the individuals. Serene.
Okay, I have a substitute motion, which I just sent, and which I would ask the secretary to read because I'm driving.
Could you summarize what the substitute motion is? Or does the
gentlemen,
yes, well, it essentially...
I have a...
I'm sorry, who has the floor?
Serene, you have the floor. Could you summarize...
Okay, thank you. I'm trying. Okay,
and I'm ready to read it.
Okay. So, and thank you, Janet. The summary is that the meeting that was held last night was without notice in terms of a delegates assembly or a meeting of the delegates. None of that was included in the public notice or in a private notice to the either the new members, the continuing members, or the public were notified of the intent to hold elections at all or to hold a meeting of the delegates at all, which is both a violation of our consistent practice of noticing elections. We don't even have committee elections without notifying people in advance with the notice of the meeting. In addition, it violates Robert's rules that specifically calls for notice when you're filling a vacancy. And it misrepresented the motion that the PNB actually passed the night before.
Okay, so
I would say rather. My summary. Janet's going to read it.
On it, or are you motivating it now?
You asked me to summarize it.
Okay, but you're going on to motivating it. Just summarize what it is, and then you can motivate it.
I just summarized it, and Janet's going to read it for me because I'm driving.
Okay. We'll let Janet read
it. Please, thank you.
And then we'll get a quick motivation.
All right. This is Janet. It's a motion declining to accept the results of the December 14, 2016 meeting of some WBAI delegates. Whereas last evening, December 14, 2016, without advance notice to either continuing new or replacement delegates or to the public, and falsely claiming that the Pacifica National Board had the previous night, December 13, 2016, declared the non-existence of a delegates' assembly, and that therefore no public notice of a meeting of delegates was required, and in spite of warnings against repeating the problem of improper notice that led to CPB sanctions, Pro Tem Chair Bob Young conducted elections for directors under the agenda items, quote, listener delegate elections, with public comment, end quote, and, quote, staff delegate elections, with public comment, and close friend, quote, at close quote.
Time.
And whereas...
There's no time limit on reading a motion.
Okay, Janet, just wrap up the motion, please.
I'm reading it. It's required that it be read. Whereas the so-called elections of December 14, 2016 came after the PNB's instruction on January 28, 2016 to conduct proper director elections on February 10, 2016 and after the PNB's rejection on December 13, 2016 of the WBAI December 7, 2016, quote, election, end quote, that improperly combined delegates who had not yet been seated and outgoing term-limited delegates in violations of the bylaws, and whereas Robert's Rules requires notice in the filling of a vacancy, the PNB declines to recognize the results of the so-called election of directors on December 14, 2016, and will not seat directors from WBAI until a properly noticed election is conducted and reported to the PNB. And there are attachments and others. That's basically it.
Okay, we're here from a brief motivation from Serene, and then we'll take a stack. I'll put myself on the stack first, and then we'll take a stack
point,
on the stack.
Point of order.
Goodman. Jan Goodman's on the stack, remember?
But this is on the substitute, so we have to do a new stack.
New okay, stack. Then I want to be on the substitute motion.
Wants
okay,
to be on
we
the
got
stack,
you, Jan. Yeah. I put myself. We got you. And Bill, what's your point of order?
Well, this is not a substitute. This is something different.
No, it is exactly a substitute.
No, could everybody not speak until you recognize? But Bill, yes, it is a substitute. So we're gonna. That's a procedure matter that it is. Okay, Serene, you want to briefly motivate?
Okay, so when the illegal meeting was announced for December 7th to, as I said, using that cherry-picked list, that made list in violation of the bylaws that call for new delegates to be seated at the LSB meeting in December, which is our usual meeting is second Wednesdays. That would be December 14th, yesterday. I pointed out to the people who posted the results that what we needed to do was to hold a proper meeting on December 14th. They ignored that for more than a week, insisted on having a meeting on December 7th that they had been warned was illegal, and then after the PNB refused to sanction their or approve their illegality by recognizing the results of the 7th meeting, they turned around then and had another meeting in violation, because it is clear that when you're filling vacancies, the bylaws and Robert's Rules, and I sent you guys the citation, says that you've got to notify the people entitled to participate that such elections will be held. It was not noticed. And the question is not whether or not people at WBAI deserve to be represented by four directors on the board. I agree, and that is why I urged people I like and people I don't to get together and hold these elections. Since last January, we've been urging that this be done. So this sudden urge to do it and to do it now and to do it against the rules repeatedly cannot be allowed to pass. You cannot continue to flout the rules and then say, oh, but democracy, democracy. Democracy says that if people are entitled to run and people are entitled to vote on a particular issue, you let them know in advance that that's what's coming up at the meeting.
Okay.
Point of information.
What's your question, Janet? Who is that?
So, again, I'm a little confused. Maybe it's the same thing that Margie was asking about. The election for directors at last night's meeting, was that for directors for this PNB or for next year's PNB?
It's purportedly for 2016, something.
As I understand it, they're wanting them to serve for this short term from December to January, and then also for January new PNB.
That is not the case. The bylaws are clear that the 2017 directors will be nominated by end of. Excuse me, Tony. I was at the meeting. I kind of know what was said.
Okay, Serene. Okay, we heard that, but we got to get back. We're running short on time, so we got to. You've responded, and we got to go back to the stack.
Mr. Chair.
Dan Goodman, as I said.
Mr. Chair, time.
Yes.
We need to ask for more time because we are over the time in the 10 minutes.
Nancy,
can we get an extension of time on this?
I'll request an extension, Nancy.
What time are you extending, Nancy?
10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to 10 minutes?
Yes.
Who is that?
Janet.
Madam Secretary,
we have other important business.
Janet, could you just call the roll on the 10 minutes? It's not a debatable issue.
Could I change it?
What are you changing it to?
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege?
I have to get off the phone. Thank you all. Good luck.
What are you changing it to, Nancy?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there a second to 5 minutes? I really think this is an important matter.
Second.
5 minutes is enough, but we'll go for
it. Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there an objection to 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yes, that's not nearly enough.
Okay,
yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Are we voting
no.
on point of order?
We're voting
on 5 minutes?
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Excuse me, point of order.
I'm trying.
Point of order.
I just, you spoke when I was speaking, so I didn't know. Are we voting on 5 minutes or 10 minutes at this point?
We're voting for 5 minutes.
Okay. And a point of information, will we be able to change that to 10 minutes after, to ask for 10 minutes after, if this loses?
If it fails, you can make any other recommendation after that. But if it approved, we're extending for 5 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron. No. No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
I didn't hear you. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Didn't hear you. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes? Oh, he's gone. Goodman?
Pass.
Pass. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Sorden votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Brown. Did you get Brown?
No. Sorry.
Brown votes
yes. How do you
yes.
vote?
Yes.
Yes. So I have 12 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Hey.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. We already had a stack, but we'll put you ahead myself, then Jan, then you, Bill.
Margie.
Margie, and then you, Bill. Okay. I'm going to briefly speak to this. I don't see any problem with any notice violation. I think they have called a duly called meeting of delegates as well as the LSB. That's a normal time that the LSB meets in December. It is traditional to meet at that time. So I think the LSB and the delegates had every right to make an effort to replace or put in representation from BAI. I mean, we've had a stalemate for the whole year. There's no full representation from that station. And now that the elections are certified, they have every right, the delegates of the LSB, to have representation up until January, because there are going to be a lot of serious issues that we will debate that will affect WBAI, and they do need full representation. So any opportunity we get to do that, which is now that we have sufficient delegates, they should do it. And I think they have every legal right to do that. I mean, it is the will of that local station board. It is also the will of the delegates to move forward with that representation, and I don't see any violation of the bylaws that prohibits that. I strongly recommend that we seat this representative from BAI and move forward, because this is a much more serious matter, and that station needs representation. So my strong opinion is I don't see any problem with it, and I will vote for it because I think that station, and I'm getting past factionalism, I think that station needs representation. Thank you. That's my two cents. Next person we have on stack was Jan.
Nancy, I'd like to make a substitute motion for Serene's motion.
Hold on. Yeah. I heard Nancy's going on the stack. We had Jan and we had Margie, and then we had Bill.
And Jonathan, I'd like to be on the stack.
Jonathan, and then I think Nancy is trying to get on the stack. Okay, Jan.
I'd like to make a substitute motion for Serene's motion, and I just send it out to everybody. Basically, very simple, says that people got elected. I made a copy of the notice of the meeting, which said that there were going to be officer elections, and I move that since there was notice that there was a meeting, there was a notice that there was officer elections going to take place at that meeting. That notice was properly given. I've sent everybody copies of it, so I'm making a substitute motion that those directors who were elected, Davis, Roberts, Lefevre, and Steinberg, be allowed to be seated.
Okay. Is there a second to that substitute?
Second.
Great. For information, request for information.
Janet.
Nancy, what's your question?
And I would like to propose that we have an additional 10 minutes to discuss.
Okay, you're out of order, Dan. I recognize Nancy.
Who was that just made that motion? Were
Nancy,
they from BAI?
You had a question? What was your question?
Yeah. Who was that just made that motion? I'm sorry, I didn't recognize your voice. Were they
Dan
from BAI?
Dan Goodman.
Sorry?
No, I thought that was Dan Goodman.
It was.
Is Jan Goodman? Is Jan Goodman from BAI?
No.
No, she's from L.A.
And she got the notice for the election?
It was posted on on KPFTX. And there it is. You can. Everybody can go there right now and see it.
Okay, we got a response.
Was that posted in the time? It was within the time it was supposed
okay,
to be posted.
Nancy, we'll let her read. No. I just have a series of questions, Nancy. You have one question, and I thought they responded
to
it.
Well, I'm just
Dan,
trying
you
to
respond to that.
Okay, request
it was
another
on November 8th.
Information, please. Was that posted within the required time?
Yes, November 8th.
Wait a minute, Janet, correct Serene?
Okay, Nancy, you've had three or four questions. You can only have one question. We're going to move back
to
our
for someone from WBAI to verify that.
Okay, Nancy, you've had three questions, and they've been responded to. We're going to move forward to the order of the day. Next person.
It's a new fact.
Could everybody stop speaking? Okay? Now, this is a substitute motion. Was there a second to it?
I second it.
Okay, and now we're going to take a stack for it.
But I
Janet.
Have a point of order first.
What, Serene, what's your point of order?
That the member, Nancy, asked for a response from someone knowledgeable about the notice. I posted the notice. I would like to respond because Jan's information is incorrect.
Will you briefly respond to that, and then we'll move on?
There was no notice election of directors. There was no notice of a meeting of the delegates. There was an LSV notice with a mention, and there are two LSV notices, which is a whole other fight we don't need to get into now, but one of them mentioned elections of officers. This discussion is about directors.
Okay.
Her entire motion is out of order.
Okay, Janet, you responded to the inquiry. Got to move on.
Point of order, Nancy.
What's your point of order, Nancy?
Since the motion has incorrect information in it, I think it should be ruled out of order or changed or corrected.
That's not a point of order. Just because information is incorrect, that can be corrected. That's not a reason for a point of order.
But that's the basic
point of information, Mr. Chair, Jonathan.
What's your question, Jonathan?
Did anyone on the board receive emails from me? I may be having a problem. The motion is what I'm asking about.
Everyone needs to see the motion.
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have it.
We're now going to the stack on this particular substitute motion.
I asked for the stack.
Point of order.
Janet,
I heard Janet first. Okay,
Janet.
What's the point of order? Who is that?
And Bill for the stack.
Who is that? Did that call for a point of order?
Oh, it was Jan. It was to put Bill back on. He's there. Never mind.
Okay, I had Janet, then Bill for the stack on this substitute motion.
Wait a second. I actually spoke before Janet.
No, I didn't hear you, Serene. We had Janet, then Bill, and then we can put Serene on the stack. I heard Janet first.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack. I haven't spoken before.
Okay.
There's the new motion.
Okay, Janet.
Okay. So, yes, and I'm reading the notice that is in Dan's motion, and I don't see anything about directors in the agenda. It only talks about, as Serene had said, it says, will include seating of newly elected and replacement members, election of officers, and consideration of regular meeting day or something. So election of officers is LSV officers. It does not refer to directors and or replacement directors, and notice has to be given in order to have that kind of an election. So I don't think this is proper, and although it's important for the WBAI directors to be all in on the PNB, it just keeps on not working the way they're going about it.
Jan Goodman on the stack, and
Mr.
I would like
Chair, time for the issue.
Okay, we're out of time. Unless someone wants to extend again, we'll have to go to the vote on these motions pending.
Motion raised. I move to extend time by 10 minutes.
Was that?
Grace, 10 minutes extension.
Grace, is there a second to 10 minutes?
I will second, Jonathan.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes. I object, and I have a point of
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending for 10 minutes?
I have a point of information before I vote, Tony.
What's your question?
What time did we tell the first of the four candidates we're supposed to interview that we would be bringing them on? Because it's almost 30.
Janet, was there a time? Can you respond to that briefly?
Well, the time for the whole set of interviews is 2 hours, and it was supposed to start at 9.
Okay. But now we'll go to a vote on the extension of 10 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Pass.
Pass. Fuentes is gone. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Longaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. One moment. Oh, Crozier, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. So, 1 second. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 5 yes, 10 no, 0 abstentions. This fails.
Okay. We're going to have to go to the vote on the...
Point of order, Bill.
Who is that? Who's talking?
Bill. Bill Crozier.
Yes, Bill, what's your point?
You know, our rules are designed to allow equal, both sides of an issue to equal time to talk. And the first substitute amendment, Ms. Roberts, dominated most of the time. And nobody's had an opportunity to refute the incorrect information in there.
But I understand your point, but under our rules, we can fail in time. We have to move forward to the motions that we have on the floor. So we have to vote on the motions that are pending.
So we're basically ignoring the point of having equal time.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace? And then, Adriana, you had a point of order. Yes, Grace.
My point of order is that it is not the jurisdiction of this body to select its own directors. That's the purview of the delegates at WBAI.
Okay.
Wait a second. Before we move forward, I would like a legal opinion, because we're violating the bylaws and not having proper representation from WBAI.
Grace, that's really not a point of order.
It is a point of order. This body is out of order in selecting its own representation. That's out of order.
Grace, thank you. And then Adriana had a point of order, and then we're going to go to the vote. Adriana, what was your point of order?
Mr. Chair, I want to read for Robert Rule of Order, say the point of order may be raised if there appears to have any...
I lost her.
Oh, she just dropped.
No, I no.
What's your point of order? Could you please get to the point of order? Your point of order?
Yes. Somebody just, it's a game. They turn me off. The point of order, according to Robert Rule of Order, is might be raised if the rules appear to have been broken, cannot be used to gain the stack, and we cannot keep people talking and talking, making other points that are not point of orders. I mean, we need to be clear on this. People keep gaining the stack doing that. So.
Point of personal privilege.
Who is that, Grace?
Bill.
What's your personal privilege?
If the bylaws are being broken, then it is a valid point of order. We are breaking the bylaws by refusing proper representation to WBAI.
Grace, that's not a point of personal privilege. If you wanted to, that's your response.
Okay, well, I'm responding to what Adriana said. And a point of order is that we're breaking the rules, which are the bylaws.
You're out of order on that. But who else had a point of order? And we're going to move on to a vote. I thought I heard another point of order.
Well, it's Bill.
Bill, what was your point of order?
Well, I believe you said that it was that Grace was not correct in being able to request a legal opinion because of a violation of the bylaws. Is that what you ruled?
No, I ruled what she called a point of order. Requesting a legal opinion is not a point of order. That's what I ruled, that wasn't a point of order, the point that she raised. Okay?
Okay, well, how do I request a legal opinion on this?
You can bring it up later, but we're out of time. You can bring it up later on and request a legal opinion, but we're out of time, and we have to move forward on our rules.
Point of information,
I guess
I'd like to
appeal your ruling, Mr. Chair, please, because I think we have the right to do that now. This is a really critically important issue.
Okay, there's been a request for an appeal of a ruling. Is there a second on it?
Second.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
I don't know if I'm the only one hearing, but I can listen in the background some women voice that keep screaming if we can hear that voice or not. I don't know.
I can hear it.
What?
Can we figure it? I'm sorry, I was just trying to help. But I can hear it, too.
I heard it earlier, also.
Well, apparently I'm muted. No one seems to be able to hear me. I've been asking for a point of information, a point of order, a point of personal privilege ever since Crozier raised my name 3 speakers ago.
Well, Serene, I didn't hear you, but okay, we heard the point of information, but we presently have an appeal to the chair, and it's been seconded. We'll vote on the appeal of the chair.
I explain my appeal?
You want to briefly, yes?
Okay. We're about to embark on violating the bylaws as well as California Corporation Code by not allowing proper representation.
Hold on. Serene, what's your point of order?
When there's an appeal to the ruling of the chair speaks, others may speak, and then the chair speaks. Why is the person who made the challenge speaking before the chair has spoken, or have the rules changed again?
For the sake of time, I'm not going to speak on it. I think it's clear why I ruled. I don't think it requires a lengthy debate. But if he wants to speak on it, we'll let him speak on it. Okay. Yes. Could you finish, Bill?
Yeah, I'll be brief. I mean, we're violating the bylaws. We're violating Corporation Code. We're ignoring the democratic will of the members of WBAI. We should have the right to get a legal opinion before we start doing something illegal. And I just think it's essential that they be done as soon as immediately.
I'll briefly respond because I think I will respond. The point, I'm not trying to block you from getting a legal opinion. My ruling was that Grace's point was not a point of order. And so I don't have it. If they wanted to get a legal opinion, you all could have done it when you're on the stack, or you could do it later in the agenda sometime if it comes up. But I was not ruling that you cannot have a legal opinion. I simply stated that the point that Grace made was out of order. Her point was not a point of order. And that's all I ruled on. Okay. We're going to go to the ruling. Who is that?
This is Janet.
Yes.
I have a point of information or a request. All right, so after we do all this voting, there's still the 30-minute agenda approval, and we also haven't done excused absences, but we have affiliates, director nominees, interviews, and they're waiting to be, it's disrespectful. My question is, can Michael call them to let them know that there'll be a delay?
Sure,
and
Michael,
please hold on.
My house line is not working, and I don't want to get off this line because I'm afraid it will do something to the call.
But the quicker we move forward, the quicker we can get to it.
Dan Goodman here. Could you?
I'm sorry. I have a point of parliamentary procedure.
I just want to deal with these affiliate people.
First, I heard Dan, and then I'll get to Serene. Dan, what was your point?
Send the information, and somebody else, C&B, call those people.
I have a point of order. Can you hear me?
No, Shereen, you originally said a point of parliamentary procedure, but we're going to hit Jan and then we'll get to you.
Point of order.
We're going to get to Jan and then we'll get to you, Shereen. Jan, what was your point?
This is crazy. We're out of time. Why,
Shereen, you are not recognized. You originally said a point for a parliamentary procedure, and then we're going to get to you after we finish Jan finish her point. Okay, Jan.
I requested myself to make a point of order, but of course,
Shereen, you did not request a point of order until later. Okay. Now we're going to go to Jan and then we'll get to you, Shereen. We're going to go to Jan and then we're going to get to you.
Okay,
Jan, what was your point?
Like that when Grace was walking all over you.
Okay, who was that, Jan, or who was that that had a point?
Okay, I just wanted
to... Grace or Jan?
Jan.
Okay, Jan, yes. What was your point, and then we'll get... What was your point, briefly?
This is just in relationship to what Michael said. Can Michael send their names and phone numbers to someone else and have someone else call them and just tell them that we're, you know, probably 45 minutes away from them or so, so that they at least don't think that they're going crazy.
Okay, Michael, if you want to do that, that's up to you. If you want to, or Janet or someone who want to do that.
Maybe Janet.
I can do email while I'm also taking roll, while I'm also...
Well, someone else can do it. Okay, complete. Michael, if someone else can do it, fine.
Okay.
Shereen, you had a parliamentary point, and then you converted it to a point of order. What's your point of order?
That I correct it. You don't use the term conversion, okay? You need
What's your point of order, Shereen?
Stop shouting. I don't know where you think you are.
I'm not shouting. Shereen, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that you ran out of time some time ago, and people... I don't understand. What is happening here? If we're out of...
Point of information.
What's that?
Point of information.
Well, Shereen was speaking. I don't know if she was cut off or what happened. But, Michael, do you still have her on the line?
She's on the call. There's no disconnection. I don't know.
Can anyone hear me at all? What is going on?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you now.
My point of order is that we ran out of time some time ago, and you've since let like three or four different people speak.
No, Shereen, what happened was Bill called a point of order, and his point of order was reference to my ruling on Grace. I ruled that point of order out of order, and then he appealed that ruling. We have to deal with that in that way. That's what people were speaking to, the appeal of the ruling of the chair. Okay? And that's what we're on, the appeal of the ruling of the chair. To that point of order. Okay, Madam Secretary, we're going to go to a vote on the appeal of the chair. If you vote yes, you sustain the chair. If you vote no, you'll rule the chair. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes, Aaron. Pass. Pass. Alexander.
The chair could just repeat his ruling. I've lost track. I'm sorry. It's been...
Well, Grace called a point of order, and she wanted to request a legal opinion, and I ruled that that was not a point of order when she called that.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
The chair...
Bethune, I didn't hear you. How do you vote?
Yes, vote.
Yes, that's a yes. Brown?
To uphold the chair, yes.
Yes. That's Nave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 13 yes, one no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
14, 1, 1. This pass, it's upheld.
Okay, ruling is sustained. Now we have to go to a vote on those pending motions. I think the first one was a substitute motion. Was it by Jan?
Yes.
It was the one by Jan that was substituting Serene's motion. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Does everybody remember what that motion was, or do we need to briefly repeat it?
Please.
Jan Goodman. I would like to clarify it, Jan Goodman.
Could you briefly
not clarify?
Clarify, Jan. Listen to me, Jan. Not to clarify. Could you just briefly state what it was so that the members know what they're voting on?
Okay, yes. I'll read it. Hold on one second.
Did you submit it in writing?
Whereas the WBAI meeting at which the WBAI PNV members Receiver Steinberg, Roberts, and Davis properly noticed and posted on KPFTX, including the fact that there would be elections as part of the agenda as follows, and then notice of the meeting was posted on December 8th, 2016. That notice found on kpftx.org stated WBAI Local Station Board, Wednesday, December 14, 2016, 7 p.m. ET agenda, and then there are links to view and text, and then posted Tuesday, November 8th, 2016, live meeting, not recorded. And then when you click the announcement, which says text, the following appears, agenda. TBA, which presumably stands for to be announced, will include seating of newly elected and replacement members, election of officers, and I will add for clarification, PNB members are officers, and consideration of regular meeting day. And whereas there was an election at said meeting by duly elected WBAI LSB member delegates, and I want to add that at the last meeting we were specifically told there was not
you can't do that. You can only read the motion. Could you wrap up reading it and then we'll take a vote? You cannot add any clarification to it.
Okay, I apologize. And at that meeting, Davis, Steinberg, Roberts, and Lefevre were elected, wherefore the above-stated directors should be seated.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Sorry, I was on mute. Aaron.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Bethune, can't hear you. Brown?
No.
No. Kesnaeve?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
Officers are not directors. No.
No. Thornton?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Bethune didn't hear you?
No.
No.
Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
5 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, the next item we have is Serene substitute motion. Everybody understand what that is? Do they need any explanation on that or need it to be reread?
Restatement or rereading too.
Okay, either three or the second. Janet, you want to reread that briefly, summarize? I think it's kind of long.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Question, please.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, we are already 25 minutes after the time, maximum time that we have for this item, and the motion, everybody discussed it and saw it in writing. We have affiliates and other business that we need to conduct. We keep playing?
But no, Adriana, we're going to a vote on every motion. We know the time is up, so we're going to a motion on it. But if members still have the right under Robert Rules of Order, if they don't understand what it is, they can have it reread. So that's all we're talking about. So someone have asked that it be reread or summarized. If the secretary wants to do that, secretary, can you do that? And then we'll move forward with the vote. Janet?
Well, I can read it, but I'd prefer somebody else to summarize it.
I think it was kind of lengthy.
Right. Can somebody else summarize it?
Well, can the maker of the motion summarize it, Chair? I don't know why you would ask Janet to summarize my motion.
Yes, if you were to summarize it.
Notice Green. Is required. Excuse me?
Do you wish to summarize it? Yes.
I'm speaking. You just interrupted me.
Okay, Serene, summarize the motion.
No.
Gosh.
Notice is required per Robert's Rules of Order, and I've sent you guys a citation. Notice was not provided. Notice was provided that there was going to be a meeting of the delegates. Notice was not provided that there was going to be an election of directors. An ample opportunity has been provided to the delegates and those people who consider themselves officers a year after they stop coming to meetings. That we were in fact going to run into a problem because they were not doing it the right way. There is a whole trail of emails showing that they had an opportunity to do it right, and they refused to do that. So I don't think that the
PNC. But Serene, I'm afraid I'm going to have you're either going to summarize the motion, but you're arguing the motion. Just summarize what the substance of your substitute motion is.
Something you let Jan totally convert what she said into a whole new piece of thing.
Serene, just summarize your motion.
Who are you?
Either you're going to summarize it, but you're not going to go and debate again about it. Just summarize it.
Chair, this is Janet. I'd just like to read the kind of whereas.
Okay, yes, Janet.
The last part of it.
Everybody can understand what they're doing. Okay, Janet, could you read
and
the whereas?
And so the PNB declines to recognize the results of the so-called election of directors on December 14, 2016, and will not seat directors from WBAI until a properly noticed election is conducted and reported to the PNB.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the substitute motion?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
No.
Aaron votes no. Alexander?
I vote no.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
I'm not voting for anything in such violation of our bylaws. No.
So you're voting no. Crozier. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Do it the right way. Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 8 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 8 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, now we'll vote on the substitute motion as the main motion, unless there's any objection.
Yes, I object.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander. There is objection. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you. Thornton?
Yes.
Sorry, this is Thornton.
Wait. All right. Roberts votes yes. Thornton votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Chair votes no.
No. Norman votes no. So this is 10 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay. Do we have any excused absences?
Point of order, Bill.
Bill, what's your point of order?
The PNB just voted to not seat the people elected at WBAI, so therefore Serene Roberts should be removed from the call. She's not a director, according to what the PNB just decided.
Well, I don't know if that's correct. The PNB earlier this year voted to seat Serene, and her term doesn't until the end of January with new PNB, so that wouldn't apply to her. She would still be seating because we voted earlier this year.
That was improper, illegal seating.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm addressing Bill's point of order. Okay, her term doesn't expire until the end of January when new PNB members come in, so she's still validly represented on the PNB.
Well, may I explain?
No.
The vote back in January was to seat her until election of the directors from WBI could take place.
Adriana, I'll get to your point of order. We're going to wrap up Bill's point of order. I don't think that's
point
a point of order, Bill. Because, like I said,
Nancy, point of personal privilege.
Okay, but first of all, I recognize you when I finish dealing with this matter. Could everybody just chill out?
Nancy,
could you please just chill out? I recognize you all when I finish with this. I'm ruling that Bill's point of order is not a point of order, okay? And I've already addressed that. The next person I had was a point of order was Adriana. Could you sum up what's your point of order?
Yes, sir. When according to Robert Rule of Orders, if I don't mistake, these are being called repetitive motions that are called out of order by the chair, and the chair is being upheld. they are being called delaying motions. I hope that the chair can really rule that way. Thank you.
I didn't necessarily see those as delaying motions. I mean, he just, we ruled on it, we can move on. That's all I see it. Nancy, what was your personal privilege?
Well, since you ruled Bill out of order, that takes care of my point of personal privilege. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is
Grace. I have a point of information.
What's your question, Grace?
I just emailed a request for a motion requesting a legal advice. When would we take that up? I emailed the PNB.
You can vote to put that on the agenda. You can add that as an item on the agenda. We haven't even voted on the agenda yet.
Okay.
Okay.
The point of order.
Chair, this is Janet.
Janet, yes.
I make a motion that the agenda approval be moved until after the affiliates director election process. In
okay.
other words, it goes to item after
Janet,
item two.
Janet, I'm afraid we have to vote on the agenda. You can't.
Adriana?
We have to vote on the agenda to know what we're going to talk about. Okay.
Adriana,
we
this
can't just
be in
that.
Please.
But the next
Adriana,
item.
Mr. I have a point of information, please.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay. I don't know the parliamentary expression to achieve this, but so I need some help. I would like us to, I know there's a way that we can put off dealing with the agenda and simply move to a point of business.
I would have to say that is your point of business, the agenda. That's how you orderly have a point of business. We have to approve an agenda. We just get it out of the way.
No, I'm sorry, permission for cross-talk. Maybe there's someone a little more familiar with this aspect of Robert's rules.
Adriana?
Yes, Jonathan, I may be able to help.
And Janet also.
May I finish?
What's your point, Serene?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there
and
is a
terrible.
And our time, keep each person 90 seconds. Yes, Serene.
Somebody needs to mute.
My God.
There. Is it my turn?